Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shkolim Daf Yud Beis. We'll see, Mi Yitzhak Hashem, if we can get to some of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph as well. We'll begin on the very top line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph with the Mishnah Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah begins as follows. Hamakdish Nechosef. If a person goes and donates his properties to the Beis HaMikdash, his Makdish is Nechosim. V'hayu ben Dvarim Ru'uyin L'Karbanos HaTzibur. And there were items in his possessions that were capable of being brought as Karbanos Tzibur. The Gemara will explain and discuss exactly what we're referring to as Karbanos Tzibur. In any event, Yinosnu Le'umnin B'scharin. You give these items to the workers, the professional workers, for their wages. So we'll see again what this means in the Gemara, but for example, the people that made the Ketoris, you can give them the Ketoris. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, his son-in-law, the great Ben Azai, Amalo Ben Azai, Eino Hi Amida, that isn't correct. It's not the same rule across the board, and you should really want to try to have the same rule across the board. This lashon of Eino Min Hamida, the Tikkun Charitin says, Lav Mida Shavihi. This isn't the same thing that we learned and you agreed to, Rabbi Akiva, in the previous Mishnah. Ella, what should you do? Mafrisha mehin schara umnim. What you go do is you set aside a certain amount of the ktoris to be the amount that you would pay the wages of these umnim, and then umachalin lo son amos umnim, you go and desanctify these items on money that is from the umnim. We had this from the shulchanim, and we learned in yesterday's shir. The nosin lo son lo umnim bischarin. And then you go and pay now these desanctified ktoris to these workers for their schar, and then they can go make it into ktoris again and use it to be paid for the chosim v'lochin osa or osan mitruma chadasha, and they can go and pay for it with the new funds from the truma chadasha, and in this way you can re-sanctify it. You take new lisk trumas alishka funds and you go and purchase this now desanctified ketoris from them, and that's how it gets its kedusha to be ketoris for the new year. Hamakdish nechosa, the Mishnah continues and tells us that a person is makdish his possessions v'hoya behem behema ru'uya agabi mizbeach, and there were animals in there that could be sacrificed on the mizbeach. If you have both males and female animals, zecharim and akevos, certain types of korbanos must be males, certain types must be females, and there are certain there could be males or females, like the shlomen. So in this situation where a person has both males and female animals that he's giving over to Hekdish, he's makdish them. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, in this situation, zacharim yimachu l'tzarche olos, you go and sell these zacharim to people that need olos, and this way they'll bring them as an ola, and with those funds that you get, you'll go and give them to better kabayis. When the kevos, the female animals, yimachu l'tzarche zivche shlomim, you'll sell those to people that need shlomim. That's the major usage over here for the female animals. They can be brought as a chata sometimes, but the major usage was for shlomim. Udumeyen, with the funds that you get for selling the male animals and the female animals, yiplu imshar nechosov lebedek habayis. They go with the rest of his possessions to be used for bedek habayis purposes, not to purchase olos for keitz hamizbeach. That is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua Omer, Zacharim Atzman, those male animals themselves, you don't have to wait till they get a blemish, or you don't have to sell them to somebody. You just go and use those animals themselves. Zacharim Atzman, yikuvu olos. They are brought themselves without any exchange. They themselves are brought as an ola on behalf of this person that was makdish them. If you have females, they can't be brought as an ola. So in the kevos, yimachu l'tzor chiziv chishlamim. Those you'll send to people that will need a shlamim, so they'll purchase this. And then the money that you get from them, you'll go and use that for purposes of bringing an ola. Of course, if he had specified that he wants to donate them himself as a shlomim, they could be. But since he didn't specify that they should be shlomim, so we assume that he wants them to be used as an ola. An ola is kalil toktor. It's totally brought on the mizbeach. It's kulul Hashem. So that's, in some ways, a higher level. It's also kashi kadashim versus a shlomim that would only be kashi kalim. So therefore, mistama, the person wanted to go and donate them as an ola, but they're female, so they can't be used. An ola is always male. So therefore, we sell them to somebody who needs a shlomim, and with those funds, you purchase an ola. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And anything else, ushar nechosim yiplu lebedek habayis. And anything else, you go in the possessions that he was makdish, you give them to bedek habayis. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, this machlokus in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, ro'ani is divrei Rabbi Eliezer, mi divrei Rabbi Yeshua. It appears to me that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is more correct than the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Why is that? She Rabbi Eliezer hishvo es midosov. He has one across-the-board standard, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua Chilek. Rabbi Yeshua made a distinction. Rabbi Eliezer said that all the animals, whether they're male or female, you go and sell them to people, and the funds are used for better kabayis. So there's one answer across the board. Rabbi Yeshua was machalik. He said the males are used for olos, and the females you sell for shlomim, and with those funds you go and purchase olos. So therefore, it makes more sense to me. Rabbi Kiva says that we should follow Rabbi Eliezer because he has one answer across the board. Mishnah continues and says, "Omer Rav Papayis, who Papayis said, Shemati is the Rish name. I also heard both points of view over here between Rishu and Rabbi Eliezer, and I have a different way of reconciling them. Hamakdish Beferish Kedivri Rabbi Eliezer. I say that if somebody was Makdish Beferish, he specifically said, all of my animals, as well as all of my possessions, that's called Beferish. So then he specified the animals. So then, Taka, the words of Rabbi Eliezer are right, because he mistama wants to have the animals in the same category as the rest of his possessions, and since the rest of the possessions are going to be for better kabayis, so too mistama wants the animals to be for better kabayis, so you sell them to people that need olos, you sell them to people that need shlomim, and the proceeds go for better kabayis. So that's why he says, if you makdish beferish, so Rabbi Papai says it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is correct. But makdish stam, but if somebody just said, I'm makdish my nechosim, he didn't say that I want them all to be the same, I just makdish all of my nechosim, then it makes sense, he says, Kedibri B'Yoshua, that you could have a difference between the males and the females. And as a result, they could be for different types of usage in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like his possessions are going to be used for better kabayis, so too the others could be used for animals to be sold for olos or shlomim. Mishnah continues and says, Hamakdish nechosov, if somebody goes and his makdish is nechosim, v'hoyu behen dvorim ru'uyin legabi mizbeach, and there were items there that could be brought in the mizbeach, we're not talking about animals, but for example, he has yenos ushmonim v'ofos. He has wines, he has oils, or he has birds, and these are included in his makdish nechosov. He's makdish these types of nechosim. So what do you do with them? So Belezer Omer, Yimarchu Litzarche Osoimin. You go and sell the wine, the oil, or the birds for people that need them. And the Yavi Dineim Olos. Here, Rabbi Eliezer says, you go and take the funds that you get and you purchase Olos with them. Ushar Nechosim, but any other possessions that he has which aren't Royal Legabi Mizbeach, Iplu Beta Kabayis. They would be used for Beta Kabayis purposes. Now there's a problem over here. This opinion of Rabbi Eliezer seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua Abab, and it argues with the opinion that we just brought down, named Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, if you look in the Tiklun Charetim, which is found on Yud Beis Amud Beis, so he says that this Tana is not Rabbi Eliezer, but this Tana is Rabbi Elazar, and therefore there's no stira between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. In any event, the Gemara now begins and says, Hamakdish v'chulei, the beginning part of the Mishnah, we said if a person was Makdish, his Nesachim, and they could be used for korbanos tzibur. So we said, we would say, what does that mean they could be used for korbanos tzibur? So Rav Yochanan says this is dealing with ketores, which it could be used only as a korban tzibur. The ketores is brought every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. It never was allowed to be brought by an individual person. It's always going to be a korban tzibur. So this is what we're referring to over here, that the person's makdish is nechosav, and he has things in it that are royal. The korban tzibur, it's referring to the ketores. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Amar Rav Hoshai, Rav Hoshai disagrees, and he says, Tiftor, you can explain our Mishnah in the following way, Be'uman mishal beis haftinus shoyanoto b'scharu ketores. We could be talking here about somebody from the beis haftinus. They were the experts in making the ketores, and they had gotten this ketores as payment for their making the previous ketores, as we described in yesterday's Mishnah. So normally, you would go and purchase this ketores from the Beis Haftinus, but here we're talking about that the people in the Beis Haftinus, they by themselves will makdish this ketores. Now the Gemara asks, my time of the Ben Azai disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah had said, Yinosnu l'umnim b'scharen, as we just brought down. And Ben Azai disagreed. Ben Azai said, that's not the same midah. So what's the reasoning behind Ben Azai? Shein hektish v'nschal hamalacha. Ben Azai says, you can't just go and give them hektish, an item that was hektish for their work. Work, as we pointed out in yesterday, is not a tangible thing. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can do that. But Ben Azai says, no, it must be exchanged for something that is specific. For example, we said it was exchanged for the actual ketores itself, or for the bricks, the binyan that they made. But you can't go and pay the workers, the umnin, with the fee that they were owed for their work, because that's a non-substantive item. That's a intangible, that's a concept, and you can't go and be makdish, ain't hektish mischalal alam locha, elo alamos. It must be for money, and therefore you can't go and give them the ketores directly for their wages that they were owed. Now the Gemara says, we learned in a Mishnah in Temura, Tamon Tininon, we learned over there in Temura, on Daf, Lamed Aleph Amibes, Yesh B'Kotche Berek Abayis, there are halachas regarding Kotche Berek Abayis, and the following is the rule, Shestam Hekdeshos Leberek Abayis, if a person doesn't specify what he wants something to be Makdish for, so Stam Hekdeshos go for Berek Abayis. However, Hektish, Berek Abayis, Chol HaKol. The ability to be Makdish something to Berek Abayis goes on everything. Umo'alim B'Gidulehen. And these items, they are owned by the Hektish. And therefore, if you use them or their Gidulehen, for example, the eggs that come out from such an animal, a bird, or the milk that comes out from an animal, so that's Gidulehen. And if you get benefit from that, you're over Me'ilah. The Ein Bahem Hanoya Le Kohanim. And the Kohanim get nothing from it. As opposed to certain Korbanos, the Kohanim get to eat. The Kohanim don't get these eggs. The Kohanim don't get the milk. This all belongs to Hekdesh. There is no component of it that belongs to the Kohanim. That's what the Mishnah in Temura tells us. Again, bottom line is, Stam Hekdesh there is for Berek Abayis. Now, who does this go like? Amar Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya says this goes exactly like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like Rabbi Eliezer that we learned in our Mishnah. The Tanina, our Mishnah said, the person is Makdish Nechosov, a Makdish Nechosov, Vaisa Behem Behema Ru'uya Agabi Mizbeach, and there were animals there, males or females, that were able to be brought on the Mizbeach. They were not blemished. So Zecharim Unikevos, he has both male and female animals. So Rabbi Eliezer said was, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he said, Zuchar Mimochul Tzorchei Olos, you go and find somebody that needs an olin, you sell them the male animals, and you go find somebody that needs a female animal for shlomim, when it came to Mimochul Tzorchei Zivchei Shlomim, and with the money that you get for selling those male and female animals, the people that need ola and shlomim respectively, Udmeim Yiplu Imshar Nechosim LeBerek Abayis, it goes well for Berek Abayis. Oh, this seems to be in accord with this Mishnah in Temura. Rabbi Yochanan says, time of the Rabbi Eliezer, what is the reason behind Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, he bases on the following pasuk, V'ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh l'shem. The person goes and makes his house hektish. He gives it to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So the Kohen has to go and evaluate it. B'meh anan kaiminan. What are we talking about? In the Beis Dira, if you're saying it's actual house and the Kohen is evaluating how much it's worth, Krak Siv, we already have in the next pasuk where it says Vil Makdish Yigalis Beso, if somebody is Makdish's house, so the Kohen goes and evaluates it, and they say how much it is, and he redeems it. So that can't be what this pasuk is talking about when it says V'ish Ki Yakdish's Beso Kodesh L'Hashem Elo Ki Anayin Kaimin. What are we talking about? B'makdish nechosim. It's talking about where a person is makdish is nechosim. That's what it means, kiyakdish is beis. So it means the nechosim of his house. And what does it say? It says kodesh l'ashem, which means mikan shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. It means it goes to bedek habayis. That's what it means, kodesh l'ashem. The Gro in Os Aleph adds the word kodesh l'ashem, teaches us this. Kodesh l'ashem, mikan shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan explaining the Tam of Reb Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Zera, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. Rav Zera said that Rav Chuna said in the name of Rav. But me pligim, what is the machlokas between Rav Lezer and Yeshua? B'makdish nechosov. They're talking about when you're makdish, you're nechosim in general. All of you nechosim, without making a distinction between the animals and the other possessions. Abu b'makdish edro. This opinion of Rav Zera, saying in the name of Chuna, B'Shem Rav, says that if you were to hold that you're makdish just the Eder, if you're talking about a case where they're just makdish their animals, so then Kol Amma, then both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Amma Modoi, they all agree, Shul Mizbeach, that goes on the Mizbeach. That's not for Berek Habayis, but that's Kedushas HaGuf. That actually is going to be used to sacrifice those animals up on the Mizbeach themselves, and not for Berek Habayis. Even Rabbi Eliezer would be Modoi in that situation, that it doesn't go for Berek Habayis. This was the opinion of Zera, who said it over the name of Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. On the other hand, Rabbi Ba said that Rav Chuna said b'shem Rav the following. Ma pligin, what are the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagreeing upon? B'makdish edro. They only argue on the case where he was specifying that he's makdish the animals that he owns. There, they have the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says it goes for Berek Habayis, and Yeshua says no, it goes for the actual usage on the altar, either you sell the Zecharim for Olos, or you sell the females for Shlomim, and you use the funds to purchase Olos. Abu Makdish Nechasim, but if a person just says Stam, he's Makdish Olos Nechasim, then Kol Amma Modai Shul Berek Habayis. Then even Rabbi Yeshua's Modai that it goes for Berek Habayis. So we have two different versions of what Rav said, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav. We have the opinion of Rav Zera, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Ba, that are the exact opposite of each other. So Gemara says, Al Daite the Rav Zera Nicha. the first opinion that we brought down in the name of Rav Zeira, saying it Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. So that was that they're arguing only on b'makdish nechosav, the retired properties. But when they're makdish the actual animals only themselves, then even Rav Elezer's motive Rav Yeshua that it goes for the mizbeach. It has kedushas aguf. And that's because normally when a person is makdish an animal and it doesn't have a mum, and it's roy for the mizbeach, so you're mechuyev to donate it for the mizbeach and not for bet kabayis. In fact, there's an iser involved in donating for bet kabayis. So mestama, the person didn't want to do an iser. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Zeira, understanding of Rechun Amar Rav, works out very well. When you're just donating animals, so then mestama, they don't want to do an aveira, they're donating it for actual kedusha saguf, the usage on the mizbeach rather than bedek habayis. However, the kasha al Rabbi Ba, but the second explanation that we had Rabbi Ba saying over the name of Chun Amar Rab, that's problematic. Behema lola mizbeachi, would they be donating an animal to the Beis Hamikdash and not have it go on the mizbeach? Would anybody really say? Would Rabbi Lezer really hold that you use it for bedek habayis? That's an isser. Shmuel says no. Behema lola mizbeachi. In fact, the behema goes on the mizbeach. The law saw some isha there, but this person did something wrong. If you were to specify an animal, then yes, it goes on the mizbeach. But this person did not specify an animal according to the way Rabbi Ba understood the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And he said, here this person did not say anything. The Lama saw Samo Isha there. Why didn't he say anything? He just left it stam. Shuka Omer, it's as if he said, Lo Yeh Lebele Kabayis, because by not specifying it, he wants it to be Lebele Kabayis, even though he's doing something wrong for the animals, but therefore, that's why it goes for Bele Kabayis, if he doesn't specify it. Because if, in fact, he wanted it to be done properly, he would have specified they all go on the Mizbeach. As the Tikkun Chalitin says, since he didn't specify it, Shmamino Shekavonosol Lebedek Habayis. He Mislama wanted it for Bedek Habayis. So these are the two versions that we have of Rav Chuna Amar Rav. We have a third now version in the Gemara as to what the machlokas is between Rezin and Yeshua. We had the version of Rabbi Zeira saying what it was. We had the version of Rabbi Ba saying what it was, both of them in the name of Rechuna Amar Rav. And now we have Rav Yochanan's opinion. Rav Yochanan Amar, Lo Shnaya. There is no difference. We don't make any such distinction as to whether this person being Makdish specifically or not specifically. The same occurs, this Machlokas in Lez and Yeshua, in both ways. He had Makdish Nechosov, he had Makdish Edra. Whether he's Makdish all his Nechosim, or whether he's just Makdish the animals that he owns, it's the same exact Machlokas in Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. Mark continues, now we delete the parentheses, and we pick up Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. Rav Chuna said the name of Rav, and also Rabbi Avo said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kotche b'erek habayis shepodon tumimim. If a person were to have kotche b'erek habayis, it belongs to the b'erek habayis, animals, and you want to go and redeem them, even if they don't have a blemish, it's allowable. Yotzu l'chulin. Both Rav and Rav Yochanan, said over by Rav Chuna in the name of Rav, and Rav Avo in the name of Rav Yochanan, say that if Bedek Habayis owns animals, even if they're Tmimim, even if they're no mum on them, they don't have blemishes, you're allowed to go redeem them. You just pay the Beis Hamikdash the money. The Beis Hamikdash keeps the money. It goes for Bedek Habayis, and these animals get deconsecrated, and they go out to the person who purchases them, and they're regular chulin. You can go milk them. You can go shear them. You can do with it whatever you want. Now, we have a proof for this, that Rav Chuna in the name of Rav, or Rav Avo in the name of Yochanan are correct from the following. This is a Mishnah that we have in both Chulin and in Bechorus. And it says over there, Masnisa Amro Kain. This Mishnah says the following. Vlodon v'chalovon, the children that are coming from such an animal, or chalvon, the milk that comes from such animals, mutar li'achar pidyonim. Wali b'lo t'berek habayis yovim me'ila. But when they're leaving Berek Habayis, they're deconsecrated, so now you can have Hanoah from the Vlodos, from the children, and from the milk. After they're redeemed, they belong fully to Chulin. That's exactly what Rav and Rav Yochanan respectively said. The Tikkun Chalitin points out that it's not as straightforward as it's made it sound, but we won't get too much lost over there in this actual Mishnah over there from Bechoros and Chulin, which is really a more complicated sugya, but we'll keep it nice and simple. This Mishnah over there is a raya to both Rav and Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says we turn to Yud Beis Amud Beis, not necessarily so. Rav Chiskiya, B'shem Rav Chisda, disagrees. Rav Chiskiya, in the name of Rav Chisda, says it's not a raya. He says, Tivtar, you can explain why it's not a raya, because you can learn that Mishnah in Chulin as well as Bechoros, Shepidon Tumimin, that yes, you did go and redeem them while they were tamim, without a mum. However, before you can go and use the milk, or before you can go and use the vlados, the humimu, it only got a mum afterwards. Until it gets a mum, so then you actually can't use the chalav or the vlados. So here you are talking about that it is able to be redeemed when it doesn't have a mum, but you're not allowed to use it until it gets a mum. And therefore, this is no raya to what Rav and Rav Yochanan said, and Rav Chiski, and the name of Rav Chista says, therefore, it is not a raya. And in fact, we have a raya to what Rav Chiski, B'shem Rav Chista said from the following Mishnah. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chista Masnisa Amro Kein. He says that the Mishnah says the following: Vladon b'chalavim osur. This is talking about an animal that had kedushas haguf. It was supposed to be used on the mizbeach, and then it got a mum. So in this situation, the vlad, the baby animals that are born to this animal, or the cholav, the milk that comes from this mother animal, is osur li'achar pidjonan, after it is redeemed, because this has the status of Psule Hamukdashin, Psule Kedusha Sagof. And there are restrictions on what you can use it. You can sell it when it has a mum, but it has to be eaten. It's not allowed to be used for milking, for shearing, or for producing other animals. So therefore, that's the part of the Mishnah that we're quoting, but that's not the part that we're interested in. We're really interested in the next part. The next part says that if you had animals that were Kedushas Berek Habayis, so they are allowed to be redeemed only after they have a mum. That goes kineged what Rav and Rav Yochanan said. That goes in accord with Rav Chiski said in the name of Rav Chista. How are Rav and Rav Yochanan going to learn this? So Rav Chiski says, B'shem Rav Yosa, that he says, Kotche b'ere kabayi shepidon tumimim yotzu l'chulin. They disagree, and they say that Kotche b'ere kabayis that are redeemed, even if they don't have a blemish, are going out to chulin and are allowed to be milked, and you're allowed to have hanoah from the vlados. Because if you weren't going to say this, in Timar lo yotzu l'chulin, because if you're not going to say that they do go out to chulin, so hech kochi mizbeach chulin al kochi b'erek habayis. So then how, if they don't lose their status as being kochim, if they don't lose their status of being b'erek habayis, so then how could somebody take this animal and go and be makdish it? So obviously it must be totally chulin in order for somebody else to be go and be makdish it. Oh, that's a raya, that even if they don't have a mum, they can go out when they're redeemed from their kochi b'erek habayis status, even without a mum. No, what does Rav Chiskiya b'shem Rav Chista do with that? So the Gemara answers, Bali mumim, that which Rav Chista said before, that they only can be redeemed if they have a mum, that's talking about kochi mizbeach chol aleim. In order for the kedusha of the mizbeach to go on them, so that they can't have a mum. In what regard are we talking about? Laida mila. On what regard is this talking about? The Gra has, instead of the word laida, he says tipoter. You can answer this, legizo v'lavoda, that this is talking about that they're not allowed to be sheared and they're not allowed to have work done to them as if they had a mum. But they don't yet have a mum. So therefore, when we're referring to over here, the bali mumim, we treat them as if they were bali mumim. But even if they don't have a mum, we are allowed to go and have them go and be makdish. They go out from chulin, they can be makdish as an ola or as a shlomim. Albeit, we still give them a certain status as if they were mum, in terms of you're not allowed to go work them, and you're not allowed to go shear them, you're not allowed to use their milk, you're not allowed to use their vlados. There are actually quite a bit of complicated discussions regarding this line in the Gemara, but we'll leave it nice and simple like we just said. Nadigmara says, the following braisa, hifrish nekevo liolosso ulepischo v'lashomo. If a person were to go and be mafrish a female animal for his obligation for an ola, which of course an ola has to be male, or for his korban pesach, again the korban pesach has to be a male under 1 year of age, or liashomo, all the ashams are also male. So mistakenly the person was mafrish a female animal to fulfill his obligation for an ola, a korban pesach, or an osham, all of which have to be male and not female. So what happens to this female that he was makdish? So the braisa says, osa tmura, there is a din of tmura. Now, again, I always point out, it's funny, when it says osa tmura, it seems to imply you're allowed to make a tmura. Tmura is an isser. You're over a lav in the Torah of making a tmura. A tmura means an exchange. Even if you're doing it to theoretically make a better animal. You have a shvacha animal, a weak animal, and you say, well, I'll exchange the kedusha of this weak animal and this really good shmeina animal. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do tmura mean tov l'ra or ra l'tov. Either you're taking a bad animal and making it into a better animal, you want to switch the kedusha, you're not allowed to do that. That's the din. You're not allowed to do tmura. But the bottom line is, tumura can take effect. So in this situation, when you had this female animal that should have been a male, but you were makdish a female animal, so the Braisa says it does have kedushas haguf. The only type of things that can take tumura are things that have kedushas haguf. So this female animal has kedushas haguf, and you can make a tumura with it. You can make an exchange on it. Again, you're not allowed to make an exchange on it, but if somebody did make an exchange on it, the exchange would take effect. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo lo so osa tmura. Yes, in regards to taking this female animal and being makdish it for l'shem ola, it will work. But only l'shem ola, but not for the Pesach or the Oshem. Lo lo so osa tmura, however, l'pischo l'ashamu ain't osa tmura. It won't work. And the Gemara will explain in a moment, that's because we do find that there is a female ola in regards to birds. There is a concept that an ola could be female when you're bringing a bird offering. At a bird offerings, there's no difference between male and female birds. They're treated all the same. We just have the two species, the Torah and the Ben Yonah, but we don't make distinctions. You never have an obligation to bring a female bird or a male bird. It's just you have to bring either a Torah or a Ben Yonah, and we don't concern ourselves whether they're male or female. So you could bring, theoretically, a female Ola by bringing a female bird, either the Torah or the Ben Yonah. So therefore, there is a concept of female animal in regards to an Ola, even though not by a behemoth, only by a bird, and therefore, if you mistakenly made a male animal and you mistakenly for an ola and you did a female animal, it can take effect according to Rabbi Shimon, the first opinion that we have of Rabbi Shimon. But for the Pesach, where there is no such a thing, or the Oshem, where there is no such a thing, that there is a female Pesach or a female Oshem, and also Tumura, it doesn't get Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore it won't be able to have Tumura take effect on it. That's the first version that we have of Rabbi Shimon. Then we have Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who says, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. He says, the following is the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Shimon. This Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is a Talmud, and he says in the name of the Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, a different version of Rabbi Shimon, and that is that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, Lo Loso Ulepisco Uliashomo, ain't also Torah. It won't work, and it can't do Torah. So he's much more machmir than the Tanakhama, and even more machmir than the first opinion that we have unattributed to Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, it won't work at all. It's a female. It doesn't work for an Ola. It certainly doesn't work for an Oshem or the Pesach. Nadigmar says, Amar Yochanan, why, Taimud the Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon, the first version that we had of Rabbi Shimon, say that it only works for an Ola, but it wouldn't work for a Pesach or an Oshem? So he already gave us this answer. Shekein Matzinu Nekeba Ba'ov Kishera Lavo Ola. Since there is a concept of a female bird being able to be used as an Ola, so therefore there is, in this category of Ola, there is some aspect of a female being able to be used as an Ola. So even though it's by a bird and not by a behema, we allow the Kedusha to take effect on this female animal. It has Kedusha Saguf, and therefore Tumura can occur. Again, not allowed to do Tumura, but if you did Tumura, it would take effect. The Amar of Yochanan, Yochanan says further, that was the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon. What is the reasoning for the second version of Rabbi Shimon, which was stated in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon? He says, time of the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, im min bimino hu chalak olav, if even within the same species it won't work, we'll see in a moment what that means. So certainly in a different species, i.e. for male versus female, it won't work. Now what do we mean by min bimino, it doesn't work? Certainly by min b'sheinu mino it doesn't work, by male to female it won't work. So ezu min bimino shu chalak olav, where do we find that in the same male category it doesn't work? So that kahado d'tani, that's on the following din. The gears that we have in the Gemara is very problematic, so we're going to go with Oz Dalid in the Hagos Hagra, and we use the gears of the Vilna Gaon, which goes as follows. Hochi Garsinan. Oshem ben Shana, if you're obligated to bring an Oshem that has to be brought with an animal that's in its first year of life, a male animal within the first year of life, some Oshemos are a male animal in the first year of life, some are in the second year of life and not in the first year of life. So it tells us, if you are obligated to bring an Oshem ben Shana, and by accident, Vehebi ben Shtayim, you brought a second year animal, or vice versa, you're obligated ben Shtayim, you're supposed to bring a second year animal, by accident, Vehebi ben Shana, you brought a first year animal. So here it says kosher, it's a good valid carbon as a carbon goes. However, el shlo alu libalim l'shem chovu, but it won't fulfill your obligation to bring that oshem. It will be able to be a kosher carbon. The kohanim can eat it, But it won't satisfy your obligation because you didn't bring a one-year, first-year animal when you were supposed to, or you didn't bring a second-year animal when you're supposed to. And along comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol atzmon eino kadosh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not kadosh at all. You didn't fulfill what you're supposed to bring, so it has no kedusha saguf to it. Now, that's called min bimino. It's a male 1 year versus a male 2 year, that's called min bimino. And if that doesn't work, so certainly when you're bringing a female instead of a male, that certainly won't work. This is the kal v'chomer, Rabbi Yochanan says, is the understanding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the second understanding of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amar Dover Echad. This opinion that we just brought down in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, and also an opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, are both holding the same thing. For example, Kima, the Rabbi Yeshua, Mar Nekeva Leola, Lo Kitsha, Elo Hekdish Damim, if a person were to donate a female animal as an Ola, so it won't take any effect on Kedusha's Aguf, but it will, he donated to the Beis HaMikdash, so it will have Kedusha's Damim, it will belong to the Beis HaMikdash, but it won't belong as Kedusha's Aguf, it will just be monetary value to the Beis HaMikdash, so too, Kain Rabbi Shimon Omar, he says the same thing, Nekeva Leola, if you donated in Nekeva for your obligation of an Ola, Lo Kitsha Elo Hekdish Damim. It won't get Kedusha Saguf. It will only get Kedusha's Damim. It will only have monetary value. It won't have actual physical sanctity that it could be brought as a carbon. Now, in Timar, if you're going to say, in Timar, as I've said already several times, it's like Im Tomar. If you're going to say, Kotcha Kedusha Saguf, you're going to say it actually has Kedusha Saguf, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and sell it without a mum. Yiru, you'd have to go and wait. Yiru, actually, yistavu. You'd have to wait until it pastures and gets a mum before you'd be allowed to sell it. And therefore, in this situation, you can go and sell it right away because it just has kedushas domim. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, now, again, the girsa that we have here in the Gemara is incorrect, and we're going to follow the girsa of both the Tiklun Chanitin and the Korban Eidah, and they say as follows, Ein ani roe, others have the girsa, Eini roe. So that's what it should be. I do not agree, Rebbe says, Ein ani roe as divri Rabbi Shimon bePesach. I do not agree with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in regards to the Korban Pesach, where he says that if you donated a female for the Korban Pesach, it won't have Kedushas Haguf. He says, no, I think it does have Kedushas Haguf. Why is that? Because Shemosar Pesach bo shlomim. Because the rule is that if you were to donate a Korban Pesach, and you didn't use it, so it becomes a shlomim. Now, a shlomim can be female. So therefore, if you incorrectly were makdish, a female animal, to be your Korban Pesach, since Mosar Pesach is shlomim, so therefore it does get Kedusha Saguf. That's what Rebbe says. I disagree with Rebbe Shimon. Where it says, well, wait a second, Vilema, in that situation you just say, also, Ein ani roeh divri Rabbi Shimon b'yashem, then you should also say that he argues with Rabbi Shimon in regards to an ashem. Why is that? Because what do you do with the Moser Asham? Shemoser Asham Ba'ola. If you had designated an Asham and you couldn't bring it, and then you brought another Asham, what do you do with the first Asham? So that is called a Moser Asham. And you're allowed to go bring that, you wait until it gets a mum, and then you go and sell it for an Ola. So therefore it has Kedusha Saguf. We can't say go redeem it right away as if it was Kedusha's Bedek Habayis, Kedusha's Damim. So Moser Asham Ba'ola. So therefore he should say, I disagree with Rabbi Shimon in regards to an Ola as well. So Amar Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Avraham says, no. Im Hikdish Pesach Ba'shlamim. A Korban Pesach itself is brought as a Shlamim. That female, if you were to bring it as a Korban Pesach, you can't do so. But if it's not a Korban Pesach, then it's brought as a shlomim. Yes, you could bring a female. Gufo Korib Shlomim. And that's why it gets Kedusha Saguf. However, im hikdish Asham, if you're makdish in Asham as a female, so Ba'ola, no, it doesn't come as an Ola. And Gufo Korib Ola, you sell it when it gets a mum, and then you bring with the proceeds a Korban Ola, a male, but you don't use that female as an Ola. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. And Lav Davka, does Rebbe disagree with the Asham, where he does disagree with the Pesach? Nadi Gemara says, my pligi, that's the gears according to the Vilna Gaon, instead of Mahu Kedon. So what is this machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon? What's the underpinning? What's the underlying reason that they're having a machlokes? Because one of them says, Hoyin Amar, Hekdish Domim, with the little word Kadosh, Hekdish. And the other one said, V'hoyin Amar, Hekdish Gufo, with the little word Kadosh, Hekdish. The difference is that Rabbi Shimon holds that when you're makdish this female animal, you're not makdish it as a Korban Pesach. It doesn't get Kedusha Saguf. If you were makdish a male animal, so then it would get kedushas hagot. But when you makdish the female animal, he says, you're only giving kedushas domim. As opposed to Rabbi, he says, no, you makdish it, you're giving kedushas hagot, even though it can't be sacrificed as a korban pesach. And this is true, even though Rabbi would say that you can't bring this female korban pesach as a shlomim. It doesn't have the ability to be brought because it's not able to be brought as a pesach. It can't be brought as a shlomim, but at least in theory it could be brought as a shlomim. Therefore, it gets kedushas hagof. That's the understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Now, before we said that Rabbi Shua holds that if a person is makdish is nechosim without saying, I want them specifically to be used for this or that, so Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in the Mishnah was that all the zecharim, all the male animals, are going to be sold to somebody who needs an ola, and all the female animals are going to be used for somebody that needs a shlomim, and the money that you'll get, you're going to go bring an ola on that person's behalf. Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, says, time of the Rabbi Shua, he explains, with Zeira, the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that the reasoning behind Rabbi Shua is as follows, based upon a pasuk. The Beryl Aaron B'el Bonav, teach the Kohanim, you tell to the Kohanim, the El Kol B'nei Yisrael, V'yamar to Elohim, Ish B'beis Yisrael, V'gomer, Asher Yakriv L'Hashem Ola, L'Ola. If you're going to bring an Ola to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, the ideal or optimal way is HaKol Karev Ola. You should go and bring an Ola. In other words, if you don't specify that you want it to be something else, mistama, any animal without a blemish, is going to be brought as an ola. Then it says, l'rtzonchem tomim zochar. It should be accepted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this tomim zochar. So you might have said that the only ones that go as an ola are those that are a tomim zochar, minayin afilu nekevos, that even if a person was makdish nekevos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you sell them to somebody who needs a shlomim, and you take those funds and you use them as an ola. How do we know that that's true? Because it seems to say only tomim zochar, Talmud Lomer, because it says babakar. It tells us in the bakar, lirabos es nekevos. That comes to be marba, also the female animals that they should have used as an ola by selling them for somebody who needs shlomim and taking the money and bringing olos from it. So in other words, the word bakar is teaching us over here, lirabos es nekevos. Mark questions this and says, wait a second, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bey Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak, who was the son of Rabbi Elazar, Shaul, he said, wait a second, Ksiv Zohar, it says in the Pasuk, Zohar Tomim, Ba'at Amritz, and you're saying, Babakar is Larabos as Nekevos. So by that very reason, he's saying the word Babakar is coming to be marred in Nekevos, so why don't we say, Udukavasi Ksiv Tomim, it says Tomim, Ba'at Amritz Babakar, Larabos Bali Momim. So why don't we say, it should be marred by the Bali Momim, just like you say, the Zohar doesn't mean Zohar, it means also Nekevos. So when it says Tomim, it doesn't only mean the Tomim, it means even Bali Momim. Might be name, why aren't you darshing it that way as well? So it's a good question. The Gemara says, Rabba, my Rabba explains, no. Shifto dekadkido b'nehin. There's a clear distinction between these two. Why we say bakar is to be ma'abre the nekevos, but we don't say that tomim is coming to be ma'abre over here, the bali mumim as well when we say bakar. Why not? So he says, this is like the stick, the shifto of the kadkoda. Both the tikkun chadatin and the korban eida say over here that this is referring to the weavers, the organ. Shemadu bein hachutim, they take this stick and they separate it out, the even and odd threads that are going in the wharf direction, so they put the stick in between and then they throw the maseches that goes in the other direction in between them, and this is a clear differentiation between these even and odd numbered chutim that are in the Erev, in the wharf direction. Kolomar, hevdel yesh beineim nikar v'lchein lo pirish. This is so obvious, he didn't have to explain it. Why is it so obvious? What's exactly the distinction over here? So when it says babakar, that's lirabos as nekevos, because they could be brought as a korban. Therefore, you're marben nekevos, because under other circumstances, like a shlamim or a chatas, you can bring in a keva. As opposed to bali mumim, there is no circumstance where a bali mumim can be brought as a korban, at least not by animals, and therefore, the din that it says tomim, it must be tomim. You can't be marba bali mumim from the fact that it says babakar. That's a clear-cut, easy shift of the katkada. This is the stick of the weavers that separates these two. Now we go to the Mishnah, where we quote Rabbi Elazar Omer. Notice it says Rabbi Elazar over here in the Gemara, not Rabbi Eliezer. This goes according to the Tiklin Chadatin that explained this. As I said, we get to Yud Beis Omer Beis. He says that this is a different Tana, not Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yimachru V'chulei Hamin, that you go and use them for that type of species that's needed. So, for example, you have wine, you sell to somebody who needs wine. You have oil, you sell to somebody who needs oil. Rabbi Oberts, he sells somebody needs birds. Rabbi Yavo, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yavo said the name of Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish, time of the Rabbi. The reasoning over here is based upon the following pasuk. Daber al Aaron v'albanov v'gomer, asher yakrivu l'Hashem le'ola. The same pasuk that we had before, that you should bring as an ola, which we darshan before, is hakol korev ola, she brought as an ola. So therefore, you use it as an ola. And then it says, l'ritzonchem tomim zohar. So that comes to teach me, yochal afilu ofos. I might have thought that you sell the bird offerings as well, and that you'd be allowed to go and use these bird offerings as an ola itself. Tamaloma babakr, that only applies to bakr, to animals below ofos and not ofos. So therefore, you sell these birds to somebody that needs an of, and then you take those funds and you go and purchase olos, animal olos. That's what Rabbi Yavo said the name of Shimon Lakish. Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Bun, Barachia, Havun Yasvin, Vi'amrin, they were sitting together and they were learning and they said, Taman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Shimon, Shekeni Keva, Shabov, Kishero, Lavo, Ola. Before we said that the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds that the Keva is good is because there is an example of an Ola that comes as a female by the birds. And therefore, it's good to be, it will accept the Kedusha on the female that was designated for an Ola, even though an Ola is normally a male, because there is an example of an Ola that comes as a female. And here he says the opposite. V'cha amar hechin. Here he says, pum faker. Here he says they don't have Kedushas HaGuf, because if they had Kedushas HaGuf, we'd have a problem. If they have Kedushas HaGuf, so then you'd only be allowed to sell it if they get a mum. But birds don't get a mum, so you wouldn't be allowed to sell it. And you can't use it directly, because it wasn't Makdish directly. The pasuk said, "Tamaloma babakar below ofos." So therefore, we're stuck. Rabbi Yochanan seems to be internally inconsistent. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yossi." Rabbi Yossi explains, "Kiyamti kihod amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zira." You have to learn this out in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, saying the name of Rabbi Zira. What did he say? "Kosheini yachol likarev lohi v'lo domel." If something can't be sacrificed itself, it can't be brought itself. Not itself, and not being sold, so then, lo kotcha el hekdish damu. If something would not be able to be sold or used itself, so then it could never have kedusha saguf. Lo kotcha el hekdish damu. It only got kedushas damu. And therefore, va'at armis yos. Therefore, what you said is correct, because la'akrivo, to bring these birds as a korban, ain't at your hold. Si v'bokr, because the pasuk is v'bokr, v'lo ofos. And livdoso, to go and redeem it when it gets a mum, that also is impossible. Ain't at your hold l'shein l'ov pigeon. Birds don't have a pigeon because birds don't get a mum. And therefore, lafum kain, because of this, tzorach l'meimar lo kotcha el kedushas damim. That's why the birds only got kedushas damim, and they're allowed to be sold, because there is no potential for them to get a mum, and there is no potential for them to be brought themselves as a carbon, so they must only have been able to be mukdush as kedushas damim, and not kedushas aguf. Now we quote the following. The Vilna Gaon and others said that this should have been earlier in our discussion on Daf Yud Beis Omid Beis, but we're quoting it over here. We'll follow the gears of our Gemara. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmidim said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagre, this Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagre, said over Omar, Kume Rabbi Yiloh, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, said over in the name of Rabbi Yiloh, who said it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Taimo Dehain Tanya. The reason that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda explained Rabbi Shimon before is based upon the following. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that none of these animals, if they were female, are going to get Kedushas HaGuf. He says that if any of these animals that are Tmeya, now Tmei animal means a non-kosher animal normally, so it says they can't be used as a carbon to Hashem. Now, Ma Talmud Lomar Tmeya, why are you telling me that a non-kosher animal can't be brought as a carbon to Hashem? Elafilu Tumeya Ba'osu Hashem. It means that even if it's used Tumeya in the sense that it can't be used for the purpose that you wanted it for, it's a kosher goat or a sheep. It's not talking about a pig. It's a kosher goat or sheep, but it's not the right gender. You needed a male, and you instead sanctified a female. That's what it means over here, Tumeya. That's where Rabbi Shimon Yehuda explained Rabbi Shimon as saying that the Kedusha Saguf doesn't go and isn't chal on the female when you need it for the Asham, the Pesach, or the Ola. Mar says Vakasha, but it's a little bit problematic, because B'dok Siv, it says, V'hemid V'herich, that you have to go and stand the animal up before the Kohen, and then the Kohen is going to be Marichit, he's going to say how much it's worth. Now, this can't be going according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds that the only type of animal that you have to do Amada V'haracha, standing it up and evaluating it, is if it has Kedushas HaGuf, but not if it has Kedushas Domim. And Rabbi Shimon, we just said this is only Kedushas Domim. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Reb Zeira, B'shem Reb Elazar, Lo Amar Kein. So he said, that's not the way to say this. He says, Elo, this is the way you have to learn it. V'im kol behemot tmeya asher lo yakrivu mimeno korban l'Hashem. That means, kol she'eno, now the gersa that we have is roi, but it should be re'uya, as based upon the tiklun chadatin, li karev lo kan v'lo b'mokum acher. If an animal can't be brought over here or any place else, Eino osa tmura. Then it doesn't get the kedusha of tmura that we said that it could have the potential to have tmura done to it, even though, of course, you're not allowed to do tmura. So what does this come to exclude? Yotzos nekeva laola. This comes to exclude a female animal, that we delete the word oaf, that is sanctified as an ola, which can't be done, even though afal pisha in a royally carved kan, even though it can't be used as an animal, but again, we delete the word roi, we say it's re'uya, likarv b'makum acher. It could be used in another place, i.e. by the bird offerings. And that's why this pasuk isn't problematic. But it is problematic, the Gemara says, Rabbi Ovun, Rabbi Bun, Bon Kumi, Rabbi Zeira, they ask the following shayla, Hareha Raveya Vanirva, if you have Rahman al-San, an animal that was committed an act of bestiality, either it's the active or the passive partner with a human being, Shana really karev lo kamlo b'mok macher, you can't use it over here, and you can't use it someplace else. Nevertheless, Farei Ein Osin Tumura, they do get Kedushas Haguf, and there is potential for Tumura to be done over here with these animals. So Amar Lo, Reb Zeira responded to him. He says, "Afani lo amarti elo tmei mamish." I myself said, only talking here about literally a non-kosher animal, not a kosher animal that was roveya or nirva. I'm talking about a truly non-kosher animal. We delete the word sfira cheres mimum. So this is his answer. But the Gemara says, no, it's problematic. V'kasha b'dah ksiv. It says about this v'hemid v'herich. You have to do hamad v'arocha. And if you're dealing over here with a truly tamei animal, there is no din of kedusha sagov, and there is no din of hamad v'arocha. So the Gemara concludes and basically says, no, this is incorrect. And the Tikkun Chadatin says, so we don't accept Ruzera's understanding. Next Mishnah, the last one in the Perek, Halacha Hey. We'll finish off the Perek, B'ezus Hashem. So the Mishnah goes, Achas l'shloshim yom misharin es halishka. Every 30 days they will go and set the prices up. This is what we talked about the other day, where you purchase a certain measure for a certain amount of money. What happens if the prices go up and the prices go down? So every 30 days they would set the prices for the people, the vendors, that they needed to go and sell them items. So it tells us in the Mishnah, Kol ha-makabel lov l'sapik slosos me'arba, if a person accepted upon himself to give the fine flour, the soles, to the Beis HaMikdash, to sell it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, I'll sell it to you for a sela, for arba saw. I'll sell you for each sela, I'll give you four saw. And then the prices go down, amdu mishalosh. And now you can only buy for a sela three saw. Nevertheless, yisapik me'arba. The person has to still give four, even though he could argue with anybody else, I'd only give three, because the prices went down, and you didn't give me the money. We didn't make a kinyan yet. We just arranged that I would supply you. But here we always say, as I mentioned previously, yad hektish alo ayona. Hektish always has an upper hand. And therefore, in this situation, since you agreed to give hektish four saw for the seller, even though the prices go in your favor, you still have to give four saw and not three saw. Vice versa. So in this situation, of the Mishalosh Shisapik Mi'arba, and likewise, if you would agree that you're only going to give three, at that point, you'd only get three saw for a seller. But then, the prices went against you, of the Mi'arba, and now the flour cost went down. So now you actually normally sell it to other people for a seller, you can get four saw. So you can't go to the base and you say, hey, we agreed for three, Yisapik Mi'arba. You have to go give them four. Because of this principle, Shiyad Hektish Alo Yonah. Hektish always gets the upper hand. In other words, Hektish always gets the better of the deal. Furthermore, in his sliya soles, let's say you agreed to give them flour and they didn't use it yet and it gets wormy. His sliya lo, even though you gave it to them, you suffer the loss until the Beis HaMikdash actually uses it. Likewise, v'imhech mitzayin, if you sold them wine and the wine spoiled, it got sour, hech mitzlo, you take the loss, even though it's in their possession and technically they should take the loss. Again, because of this principle, yad hektish al hoyona. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, it says, Eino makabel mosav ad sheyei hamizbeach meratza, because you don't actually get paid until the item is brought on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's as if it's still in your possession, and therefore you suffer all the losses. We go to the Gemara. This was the opinion of the Mishnah, but Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, Miyad hayu makabel es mosav. No, they paid them right away because the Kohanim reasoned him. We had this previously. The Kohanim were very, very expert, and they were very careful over here that it shouldn't get wormy, that it shouldn't get ruined in any way. They would use it right away. They were very careful with it, and therefore you didn't need this idea that Hektish was going to only get their item when they used it. No, we give the person the money right now, and the Kohanim were very careful that this shouldn't lead to any problems. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Mishnah in terms of, did this have the potential to spoil or not? Rabbi Shimon basically says it didn't have the potential to spoil, so therefore you could pay the vendors right away and not worry about it because the Kohanim was reason, and they would make sure that nothing spoiled, the wine didn't spoil, and that the flour didn't get wormy. With this, we conclude the fourth perek, Hadron Lecha Truma, Hadron Lecha Truma, Hadron Lecha Truma, and we'll stop the show over here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up with a new perek tomorrow.